forgive me if I was a little overly inquisitive and perhaps just a tad sensitive. It's been one of my bugaboos over the years because my college roommate was John Holmes. Yes, the late film great John Holmes and I went to school together. For 4 years, we shared a dorm room. And I had to put up with losing girlfriend after girlfriend to him. I'd be there in my corner of the room, and he'd come in with his bathrobe open, and they'd look wide-eyed. I mean, after they saw that gnarled, ropey, thick as your wrist. Even if he just left without a word, when it came time for us to make love, and I turned to my girlfriend and said, "Okay, baby, here's what I got." Yeah. It was awful. John Holmes. Even Christmas we couldn't enjoy. 1 year he got a job as a store Santa Claus. Make some extra money, and I figured I'd go by there and see how he was doing. Sure enough, they had pillows in his stomach, and he was ho-ho-hoing, taking the kids' wishes, and it was all going good. Until these cute Santa's elves, they were cheerleaders at the college, and they were dressed up like Santa's elves, and one of them was, you know, talking to people and bending over and wrapping presents, and she didn't have any underpants on. And Big John, he noticed that, and the next thing you know, his hydraulics started putting on weight, and I'm telling you, it just kept going and going and going. It was knocking over toys, past all the people standing in line, into the hardware. Came to rest on the Manor radar range. And I remember hearing one of the little kids' voices plain as day walked around the escalator and said, "Mama, look! There's Santa Claus! And he brought the